Hello, my absolutely beautiful Sagittarius friends, and welcome to your horoscope for June of 2023. Where Sagittarius, this is actually, I think it's a pretty useful month for you in getting some things organized. This is definitely in your favor. Not to mention, there is good stuff happening in your relationship zone. There's some twists and some adjustments that I think it's time to make them, and the lunations will certainly help you to do so. But then we're also going to see that when it comes to things like expansion, publishing, marketing, broadcast, travel, international things, you're getting a lot of help from Mars and Venus this month, actualizing that ninth house. So it's a pretty useful month for you to kind of get things together, especially as we're getting closer to the August timeframe where things are going to start to look a little bit different. I think that June's got a lot to offer. So let's jump in here and take a look around. Now, first of all, at the beginning of the month on the 1st, we've got Jupiter and the North Node coming into a conjunction with one another in the energy of Taurus. Okay, as this happens, this is lighting up your sixth house space, okay? So daily routine, schedule, and think about mundane things. Yes, if you own your own business or you're a freelancer, this can be talking about the day-to-day work and contracts that you engage with, but this is also about what are the mundane things in your life. How do you take care of your health, your mental health and wellness? You know, do you have to take care of the car? Did the car battery go out? What's going on in the mundane day-to-day living that this energy is helping you expand into? Now, what I can tell you about the 1st, Sagittarius, is that because it's Jupiter coming together with the North Node, it's pulling you towards something, a destiny point, something that you should be taking on, something it's time to be taking on. And it's like, hey, remember, this is a life lesson, but you can do hard things. And a person maybe shows up and helps you to undertake this task. And I would tell you to say, yes, I need help, and thank you as this energy plays out, especially around the 1st and the 2nd. When we get to the 3rd, we've got a full moon happening at 13 degrees of Sagittarius, so right there in your first house. Now, the full moon is asking you to end something, acknowledge something, or to make an adjustment, but you're doing it under all the light in the sky, okay? So something you've been trying to be in alignment with, something you've been trying to call in, something that you wanted for yourself is being actualized at this time, but you're having to like shift your perspective on how you get it. One of the things I think about too, Sagittarius, is, you know, because there is this energy on the table for you this month of having the possibility to organize and to expand and to look at how you're taking care of yourself in a day-to-day way, you may also be coming to have new faith in yourself and in how you take care of things, of where you can and need to expand and get a different perspective. So this is a really delicious energy that I think is pretty significant, because it's going to take you, it's going to broaden your horizons. That's for sure, Sagittarius, okay? Now, on the 5th, we see Venus move into the energy of Leo. Mars is rocking and rolling over here as well. So again, this lights up your ninth house space. Publishing, marketing, broadcasting, higher education, faith, international travel or business. These kinds of things. Now you're like, you know, this is expanded for you. And it's magnetized with Venus being over here. So the things that are happening here should be coming to you quite easily. Now, of course, one of the things I think of is, Sagittarius, are you studying something? Are you going on a trip somewhere and money is starting to show up, or you're getting ready to, I mean, it's the beginning of June. Are you getting ready to make a big investment in something that is a bigger purchase, or is will broaden your horizons in some way? Whatever it is, having Mars and Venus both dance in this Leo energy, this is an area that needs your attention, okay? But also, you're capable of doing it. You're capable of ushering in the action. It's a fellow fire energy. So you are motivated at some level to get the things done, to get the travel done, to get the school paperwork done in this particular energy. So allow the cosmos to work with you and for you, okay? When we get to the 11th, two things happening. First, we have got Pluto, who is retrograde in the energy of Aquarius, sliding back to continue its retrograde in the energy of Capricorn. Now, this has been working for you. You've been working in this second house around money, around worth, around value, around your own value and self-esteem since 2008. This has been in the works. So this is really not new information that it's going back to. More so, it's like we need to tighten this up. Do you understand your own authority around your finances? Do you understand your own authority around your value? And are you stepping into it and owning it? Because the way that this area used to go won't function that way anymore, okay? Now, this retrograde we're going to see in place all the way until October, and I'm telling you, after October, when this retrograde is over, if, you know, someone else was completely in charge of your money, or you had a different arrangement, or even things at a governmental level around your finances, now you're kind of authoring your own story, and you're in the doorway where you understand why at a very deep level you have to do that. Now, the experience of this since 2008 might have been a bit painful. It's Pluto, right? Where it was like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize how much I was out of control of my money, or how much money it takes to do this. So it could have been very Plutonian, but also now on the other side, it's about your rise to power. You understand it. You're empowered to understand how to move and groove with this. Now, on the same day, we see Mercury moving into the energy of Gemini, where it is in domicile, so it's in full power, and it's right across the street from you. I don't know why I hi-ya. This is my hi-ya moment. So it is over there in your seventh house in Gemini. Now, when it comes to relationships, conscious, chosen, one-on-one relationships, contracts, professionals that come into your life, right? Anything and anyone where you're forming a one-on-one relationship with, Mercury's helping you share information. So one of the things I think about with Mercury in Gemini right here is that this is the space of, you know, you're very good, Sag, at having like the big picture of things. That's the natural nature of Sagittarian energy. It's the big picture kind of information, the big horizon. But in Gemini, we need to just share the facts with somebody. So are you just having a factual conversation? Are you going to therapy? Are you going to an accountant? Are you going wherever where it's not about how you feel? It's not the overarching theme. It's what are the facts? You know, because in Gemini, we just want to share the facts that are going to help us get the things done. So this is also a great energy for you if you need to sign a contract, if you need to book a doctor's appointment, a dentist appointment, any of these kinds of things, if you need to work on a paper behind the scenes. You know, it's great for sharing your information in these relationships. Okay, as we get to the 17th, we see Saturn taking a retrograde in the energy of Pisces. Now, Saturn is going to retrograde from 7 degrees to 0 degrees. So we want to go back to March of 2023 when Saturn moved into 0 degrees of Pisces, all the way to June, where we see Saturn working here at the 7 degrees and now backing up. Okay, so when you go back to this March timeframe in your life, what did you start to take on? What started to change, dissolve, morph, culminate for you around home, family, real estate, property, your mother, your parents in general, your roots? What started to change here? Because now you are being empowered to go back to March to June and be empowered. You've got to put some structure around the vision, around what was changing for you, where you're stepping into some power in this Piscean energy in any way, right? Like you're coming to the next level, because Saturn helps you level up. It helps you mature in this particular area. So where are you finding in the Pisces area of your chart, you're having to really step up, be accountable, wrap some integrity, stop talking about it and actually be about it, like step into those big kid shoes and make your vision happen, okay? When we get to the 18th, we see the new moon happening at 26 degrees of Gemini. Now, this new moon lunation, I like this. First of all, it's happening in your seventh house, your Haya house. So it's in your partnership sector. So it's a great time to plant your seeds of intention to, first of all, bring in the network and the resources that you need to help you be successful. If it's a teacher, if it's an accountant, if it's friends, if it's a therapist, if you need to be writing or journaling, what are you bringing into your space, Sagittarius, that is going to make it so you're calling people into your network to be able to help you be successful, to share information with you and you share information with them? Is this a business networking group? Whatever it is, the friends, the communication, the network you're bringing in has long-term effects for you as we move forward, even into 2024, okay? As we get to the 21st, we see the sun move into the energy of Cancer. We change seasons. On the 26th, Mercury joins the sun in the energy of Cancer. So now we've got this lit up eighth house space for you, okay? So you can know on the second half of June timeframe, there's a big change coming into your life. There's some kind of detox in a partnership. Maybe it's, you know, think intimacy and assets. You've been connected to another resource for a time, and that resource is maybe not ending, but it's changing in some way. So it's calling a detox or a shedding for you in some way. Now, also because it is this, you know, Cancerian energy, I would look to Sagittarius. What are big changes that are happening with your family? These could be good indicators for you to consider. What's happening with my family, my safety, my security? Where do I want to start my own housing situation, my own space of security? Mercury will help you make decisions here, but what I can caution you to is that Mercury in Cancer, your decisions could be made out of emotions instead of facts. So you want to make sure that, yes, you know, you can be having an emotional response to something, and that is factually the emotional response that you're having, but is it what's exactly going to serve you the best in maybe a long-term decision that you need to make about your security, about your wellness and things like that, okay? As we're closing out the month, Sagittarius, on the 30th, we've got Neptune taking its retrograde at 27 degrees of Pisces. It's going to back up to 24 degrees of Pisces. So again, for you, this is telling me, this is a signal, something's changing, something's dissolving. You've had a belief in your head about something in your fourth house, home, family, real estate, property, your mother, your parents, right? These kinds of things. And as Neptune goes retrograde, it's really about taking what's been up here in your head, right? This intangible thing, this belief, this vision, this story, whatever it is, and we test it against reality. Where it's like, does the rubber meet the road? I believe that my family is this, or I believe this. And then when you come and you try and live that vision or that story in a functional reality, is it true? So Neptune retrograde really makes us question what's true, what's not. You know, that thing you've been thinking about creating in that artistic space of that broadened horizon mind that you've got, right? Now, can you bring it to some kind of flourishing here in reality? So you really have this space and time all the way until December of this year to look at where you can dissolve and improve ideals and stories that you have about your life and bring them into really nice, beautiful reality, okay? All right, my beautiful Sagittarius friends, lots going on and happening for you this month. It is a month where I do think getting organized and expanding your health and wellness and organization practices is going to serve you very well, especially as we get to head around the corner, not just July, but certainly into August, where the vibe is definitely different in the August energy, okay? All right, my beautiful Sagittarius friends, I love you. Have a great month, and I'll see you in July. Bye.